good morning.
Hello, yeah, good morning. Good morning.
Boker tof. Boker tof.
Boker tof.
Boker tof. In Israel, they say Boker tof.
Oh my God,
we learned something today. So we are Friday.
Yeah, the 25th September 2015, and this is the 45 issue of
Off the Cuff. Welcome, our listeners, far and wide.
Welcome, Madame Renou. Welcome, Oiseau.
You said to me already, good morning.
Welcome, Andrea.
Doesn't mean that you have presented you. I have not introduced.
But if you say good morning, you cannot say after welcome.
I say whatever I do.
That's the whole point of the show.
No, I'm not agree. We have to say good morning.
I'm not wrong.
Okay, so what are the topic today?
Okay, no, we, as usual, we go improvising.
But I tell you what, I was shopping in the PTDC the other day, and somebody said, "Oh, you guys are really funny." So I found out one more person that listens to us.
So four people now.
Yes.
Yeah, we reach four people.
Yeah.
That's great. What we can say?
Yeah. For the moment, one big event, cultural event, is on the way.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the title?
Millie Dacious.
Tonight it starts.
Yesterday was for family and friends. We had a really nice presentation. It's quite cute.
You will see, but for me the more interesting is the backstage. Because you know, when you are a spectator, never you know what's happening in the backstage. Imagine we have to deal with 50 or 60 kids of all ages. There is at least 30 kids of between 8 and 12. When they don't play, they cannot stay in the auditorium because we have to keep silent. So imagine we have to some people taking care of the kids during act two, and you have a bunch of kids outside playing, and suddenly they stop, we call them, boom, they come back.
They're so good.
You have to manage. We are 80 people on backstage. You have to manage. You have to make the makeup. You have to go to
the real thing is happening on the backstage.
I went to do some backstage reporting, and I never was able to do anything. I put the recorder back in the bag and picked up a paintbrush and started working because there was so much work still to do on the last week.
Yeah. Also, the feeling. What is interesting is the way how we build all the story. You know,
it's lovely.
Yeah, practically it was non-stop. If you look one object particularly, there is only four or five people that they participate of
on building the props. No one person built one thing, you know. Yeah. One person started, another person
it's
came
It's a
and
very,
helped.
Very uplifting process because and usually in Oroville we have the opposite.
So easy for people. It's so nice to see that people actually, when there is a clear goal to achieve, people are happy to collaborate, put on their... Okay, I'm not saying that there's no tension. No, there are, but basically everybody has. Okay, we have this goal to complete, so we're gonna do it, and it's so really, really nice to
probably
see.
Probably we have to keep as a kind of
short-term goals.
Yeah,
of course,
we are an example.
After this kind, when you see how it's possible to work with us, between us, it give a kind of sadness to go back on kind of reality. Suddenly, all become.
I'm also really painful. It's like you know when I can see Ruben is super tense and everything, and I'm asking him how's it going. He's like, oh, account blocked. That's sad. That shouldn't be, because you see such an incredible collaborative effort happening. You want that to continue also on the material level.
I cannot support that we build something funny, nice.
He works like a dog on the back,
we know that there is a kind of injustice, social injustice in terms of maintenance. This is painful. So I hope this kind of vibration, at least it's for that I do it. There is different purpose, but I hope that it's an opportunity for new vibrations to manifest and to get more and more power of contagious and another way to work between us. Because it's so stupid when you see that we are so happy to work like that, so stupid suddenly, in my concern, to suddenly put a kind of exchange, commercial exchange between us. This becomes stupid because when you work everybody free like that,
I mean,
you realize...
I mean, look at the hours of work, I mean, nobody could pay for this sort of thing.
Yeah, the thing is, I think you are totally right. We have just lost the track of being this kind of freedom
not lost,
connected.
We never lost it.
No, exactly.
It was underground. It was something people people keep it. We keep it since 30 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It took this kind of to have this kind of show.
Yeah.
Is because we had a past. We have a 25 years.
In fact, it's like the whole old Johnny gang who worked on the plays, who are now grown up, who are assisting Paul. You know, it's like there's a whole.
Yeah. It was 15 years ago we started. So now it's become more professional and more official.
But that should be also for Auroville. I mean, it's we can make a parallel between the play and Auroville in a practical way, how we are developing the place and the city. So the play is going well because it's organically fitted.
Yeah, there's no committee deciding what to do.
Exactly.
And
there is
there's leaders and then there's
natural leaders that are arising for that kind of thing for maybe 10 or 20 minutes and then it changes.
It was funny, yeah, for to make the who does what, no? We have to give titles. So we give director of production, assistant direction.
Yeah, that means
we create 120 jobs.
Okay, that's something.
Yeah, it's something. Next time we will put some a true budget.
I will suggest you in the next working committee, Auroville Council, BCC, as a person that you can provide jobs. So you
exactly,
will be
right.
One that you provided 120 jobs. You will get a lot of votes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something that Chandresh was talking about on AVNet.
Yeah.
It's very much missing. Yeah, this sort of aspect of like, okay, we need to create more maintenance. Every year we know there's going to be more young people.
Yeah, but here we have to say a big thank you to Paul because he's British. But he has this capacity to delegate. Everybody is so happy to work with Paul. Me, I'm not able to. I'm too much a social. But Paul manages to do that. After he has all the team from Mukta to Jesse to Rodriguez, you see all the names. This is super. Yeah.
That is super. Yeah. So, what is not super in Auroville, actually?
What is not super? I just now meet a French guy.
Oh.
That he say one more time the working committee elections. No, the selection of the working. One more time, he told me there is a conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
Is a conspiracy. Is all is already down.
Maybe it's in Miladichus also?
I don't know. But we said to him, he said to us, yes, there is a conspiracy already. The name have been chosen. All the selection is a big illusion.
And he's already bet one coffee on one member being there.
Yeah, he said,
so
this guy will be there. Yeah, I beg you, one coffee.
So Wazwa said, with milk.
Double price.
Anyway, personally, it's so fun that people want to be in official stuff. Let's do it. But me, I like to be in oppositions. I have to have nothing like that. I maintain this rebels spirits.
But it's not also very constructive.
You know, it's not constructive. It's completely destroyed. I want to destroy Auroville. I want to squeeze everybody.
But should be there both together. We need the
not at all.
The
only us. Not you guys.
Me too also. No, I want to say, I want to clarify a little bit. So now we are going to lose our working committee, and we are to make the new working committee and the Auroville Council, I believe. So that is why the Resident Assembly Service is calling for, this is what, a pre-selection, what?
It's I don't know, you remember in the governance thing? I mean, I keep getting emails, and I have to say I'm not taking care of it. We had, they had asked people, or had sent emails to people asking them what area after the retreat, which area of the five identified places people want to be involved in. And so some people were elected for various posts, some people chose to be in various posts. So I seem to be getting all the emails for governance issues, which does interest me. And so they invite the people that were interested in governance issues to the meeting, to participate, to vote, etc., etc.
You are interested in governance issue,
I actually am interested in
many things.
Administration, in a way. I'm interested in many things. I know, because people are usually horrified by that, but I think the administration is a big part of what is the some part of the structure, not the
official, the square.
The square of Auroville, and I feel like it has to really represent Mother's intention. So, like, it has to be a reflection in spirit or in effort of the Charter of Auroville. It's very important because that's where people are first encounter Auroville, and it can make them, immediately come in and be positive and contribute, or it can take them 3 years and be sour and hurt and angry, and then they have to go through another cycle. And I think it's much easier to just try because anyway people are going to go through their own difficulties, to have that structure be the most reflective of what we can.
Oh, great. This is, I will vote for Reno. I will vote for Reno.
Never, never. I know, the comment dire, la face cachée.
Some people say, oh, it can't be just the administration, it's all the Orwellians. It's true. But still, your decisions are going to affect a lot of people much more seriously. So it's really important that the people who are in those positions constantly have an effort, psychological effort, to like, you know, okay, I can't have my, you know, I have to get over my own prejudice, I have to get over my own thing, you know.
Yeah, the illustration will.
It's a hard job.
Yeah, it's a hard job.
Hard job. Oh, come on, we can say. So, who is more difficult?
Is this more difficult
to be a teacher or a nurse?
You had that experience when you were working in Portus, and there was the neutrals in Oroville, and you still, and there were people we didn't, they were not popular, whatever, and you still have to divide the food equally.
This is the minimum, but we have no rights.
Not necessarily for everyone.
Yeah, maybe.
What else? Have you seen the report of the FMC land board, blah, blah, blah?
I actually didn't read it. Mm.
So, I have good news relatively in terms of service area.
Okay.
Slowly, we tried to shift all the three services in Abri. Remember this issue?
Yes.
So now there is some progress. We start to have two, three architects working together. We try to have electrical service, Portus water, solar service, telephone service, and now the fire stations doing by the service area, maybe also eco-service.
Yeah.
There is no money for the moment, but we try to organize. So this is the new approach.
Okay, so there is energy, we want to move.
Or time there is problem of site application, this, but it's the spirit.
Great.
Here about the BCC is the same. For example, recently they asked Portus Water to do our annual report that we will do anyway for the community. But suddenly I've become pissed off. I say it's the opposite. BCC must help us, the public service. So it's us that we need to ask them, what is your annual report? How many meetings you did? Why there is never no money for this, no money for that? So we decide to change. So I refuse to do my report to them. I send to all the service. We need to do the opposite. Please ask us all the service to come together and we speak why you are so loose, why you stay in this mindset of Oroville Board of Commerce. Now is the commerce the more important, is to make profit, is to between our exchange, we need to make bill. One more time, I'm fighting with it. I don't like this bill.
But if you need bill, I can make 100,000.
I know.
And agreements also, and policies.
So it's so stupid. For me, it becomes more and more kind of barbarism of human relations. It's so stupid that we are not able, because they confuse. You know, they confuse between the missions of the commerce and the missions of what we call the service.
Exactly.
No? And because of that, they mix all.
Exactly.
And who has this dominant, for me, it's all the people that they are in this commercial non-stop mindset, and they are not able to imagine other way to record income and to share together.
It's difficult anyhow, but we are here to make difficult things. We should be.
But depends what you call difficult.
Invent something that it doesn't exist.
The rest of the world has cooperatives. We are doing them.
You hear what the Pope François said. It's amazing about the finance have to be a common resource and this and that. So we are exactly on the issue. Okay, so me, I don't want to. If I have a job to go, it's not working.
And what's
it's the finance. When you have no money at all, it's very important to take care of the finance.
What's important is the direction that we have to say. Look, you know, this is the thing. Like when you're doing a service that's actually related directly into Oroville, then it has to be at a different kind of price, because that's the whole idea of being in Oroville. When you're doing a business, it's mostly directed to outside sales, so that's a separate thing. But you know, housing, health, education, clothing, all the core food, all the things that we're done, we have to have a completely different way of
and maybe we need
what's this, that the solar kitchen is not going to serve dinner anymore?
Yeah, the solar kitchen have
what will all those bachelors do?
I don't know, that's been announced in
but how is that possible?
Because they have said they have a very little number of people going there for the dinner, and then they decide to close fully the
kitchen. How much the dinner?
How many people?
How much the price of the dinner?
Dinner is not so expensive.
But it depends. 60 rupees. But if you can have one dosai for 20 rupees in visitor center, between that, I will choose visitor center for 20 rupees. Okay.
That is true.
Yeah, depends of your budget.
Yeah. It depends of the budget, but yeah, probably the management of Solar Kitchen that doesn't find convenient to keep it open. Then that is a big question mark. Why also the Solar Cafe upstairs is closed after 7? Is a public service also providing food for Rovinians? Maybe they need to find a way to keep it open longer. And
of course, subsidize the other things.
Yeah,
so
maybe close the Solar Kitchen down, they keep it up open since there are only 10 people.
Even for poor Shaktivel, I was thinking, you know, they keep asking because Shaktivel has a dialysis problem. And they could at least say, oh, right, we need to fundraise for Shaktivel, let's keep the kitchen open. You know, like a team kind of thing. I'm also a little bit surprised.
We are surprised. So it's finished today. So normally, Andrea, you have to say something.
Yeah, always at the end of the...
And now it's the end.
Yeah, because Wazo was really fed up my beginning of since then I didn't get any rupees.
Let's go together.
We want to make better our station. We want to provide our listener with better content. So please help us to keep the radio alive. We have a financial account number that is 251369 at the financial service.
Or
you can log in at orvilleradio.org/donate.
And thank you for listening.